Zdrast Vutye and Privyet. Hello to our new listeners in Russia. Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness is proud to bring you a dumb birthday game from May 28th, 1995. Memorial Day weekend. Could this be the last dumb birthday game as we know it? What is this crazy talk? The possible future of the game lies in the balance with this one. The players are Lori, who is in love with Hope's voice, Ted from Reading, a dumb birthday game virgin, Jean in Banwart, Ohio. The name of her town means something, but it's a long story. Barbara from Quebec City, Canada. The scantily clad Hope Shower, producing and playing. She tells a story of how she spent her day before working with Norm that night. Ken Newman in Traffic, who had recently co-starred with Lisa Gibbons on TV. The birthdays are Carol Baker, Gladys Knight, and we get some Pip's history, Sandra Locke, Jerry West, and Kirk Gibson. And wait until you hear what he was doing back then after he left baseball. We also have some events. The year Warner Brothers released the first all-color talking film. It was called On With the Show, and it had premiered in New York. The Dionne Quintuplets were born in what year? In what year did the National League give its approval for the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants to move to L.A. and San Francisco? Norm also does a great impression of a radio DJ. So without further ado, let's get to it, because here on The Vault, it's always more talk, less rock.
Nice to talk to you, Mr. Laurie.
Well, good morning, Norm. You and I have talked many times.
We certainly have talked many times, and we've become old buddies and drinking mates and taking the same courses at schools and chased after the same women.
No, well, let me tell
you. I'm sorry, that's a different, Laurie.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well, let me tell you something. Your producer has such a sexy voice that I almost passed out in ecstasy and was not able to play the game.
She's sitting, come closer, she's sitting opposite me right now,
wearing this
exotic lingerie that's driving me crazy.
Oh, God,
yeah,
me
yeah.
too.
So I want a fantasy to go through your, rippling through your body till it drives you absolutely mad, okay?
Is
there anybody in your house with you right now?
No.
You're all alone?
I'm all alone.
Oh, you're a dangerous man.
Yes, I am.
Especially with a telephone in your ear.
Indeed.
Yeah, just be careful when the game is over. Be careful who you call. You're probably going to call one of those 800, 900 numbers.
No, my wife doesn't permit that.
Oh, you're not alone. Your wife is there.
No, she's at her mother's.
Oh, she couldn't stand what, your aggressiveness?
I wish I had a line there.
I know. I won't even repeat the question. Anyway, it's good that you're playing the dumb birthday game with us. We appreciate that. And Ted in Reading, hi. How you doing?
Hi, Norm.
Have you done the game with us before?
Never before.
Son of a gun, this is your virginal attempt.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that I really wanted to play the dumb birthday game today just in case you decide to change it in the future.
Okay, because you think we ought to keep it? Because some people have suggested maybe we, and I sometimes think that that's so, that we've done it enough and maybe we ought to go on.
Well, his life will never be the same.
Keep it, but if you do make changes, do them slowly.
No, if we make changes, it'll be still the same basic thing. Because the fun of this is just a whole lot of people just talking stupid like me and, you know, having fun.
Just have a good time.
Yeah, so the basic concept would remain the same. I thought maybe, we'll see. Maybe somebody's going to come up with an idea, although since I'm getting paid big bucks in this showbiz life of mine, I should come up with the ideas, but you know how that is. I happen to be non-creative, and that's why I'm working at 3:15 in the morning on a weekend. If I were creative, I'd be working during the week. Anyway, let's call in Jean, who's out in Ohio. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Norm.
We talked a little bit earlier tonight. No?
No.
No, we did not.
No, but I've talked to you before.
And I forget. Now, where are you?
I'm from Banwart, Ohio.
How do you spell that?
Banwert.
Oh, Banwart.
Banwart, uh-huh.
Banwart, does that mean anything special?
Well, yes, but it's a long story, so you won't want to listen to it tonight.
Oh, well, forget
I'm about 20 miles east of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. I'm delighted you're playing the game with us. This is not your first time, or is it?
No, it's my second time.
Did you win the last time?
No.
Okay, well, this time you may win, and this way
I just want to suggest that you don't change the dumb birthday game. I enjoyed listening to it.
Oh, thank you very much, Gina.
And I
want to
thank you, too, for sending me your picture. Now I know what you look like.
Well, you know what I look like 40 or 50 years ago, anyway.
I want to thank you for taking the time to send it to me.
You're a nice lady. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. And now we're going up to Canada, around Montreal, and Barbara is there. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Norm.
Hello. You are near Montreal.
Well, not that near. I'm in Quebec City near the Chateau Frontenac.
Oh, you're in Quebec. Well, you're not near Montreal at all then.
No, I'm not.
Are you in Quebec City?
Yeah, right in the city.
Oh, I haven't been up to Quebec for a while. Do people still walk along that boardwalk in front of the Frontenac?
Sure.
Guys sit there and watch ogle the women and women ogle the guys and all that?
Nobody's been ogling at me lately. No, I haven't been up there in a while, but they still do.
Yeah, come closer because I'm ogling you right now.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. I'm so happy.
Me too. Okay, of course we have Hope Shower, our producers, are playing the game with us. Can you want to say anything to Laurie, who apparently your voice is driving crazy?
I'm just sitting here completely relaxed.
Completely relaxed and semi-nude, Laurie, I want to tell you.
Oh, my God.
Well, my ankles are showing. Let's just put it that way. Actually, I got up at noon today, and I drove up to North Conway, New Hampshire, which was about a four-hour drive the way I went. And then I was up there, ate a hot dog for Memorial Day, and then I drove back here to be with Norm.
You drove all the way up there just to get a hot dog?
To get a hot dog.
And are you serious? Are you serious?
I'm absolutely...
They have great hot dogs
because
in North Conway?
All my friends are up camping in North Conway this weekend.
Oh, so you had a hot dog with your friends?
And so I had a hot dog with my friends, and then I came back.
Oh, that is just such a sweet story. I'd like to buy the movie rights to that.
Okay, that would be 99 cents.
99 cents for the hot dog? No,
the movie rights.
Oh, the movie rights. Okay. We also have, of course, the very exciting Ken Newman.
Of course.
Who co-starred with Lisa...
Lisa Gibbons?
Lisa Gibbons, yes. Lisa Gibbons. That's right, on television not too long ago. And we're glad to have you as, again, part of our dumb birthday game panel.
Happy to be here.
I imagine you probably are quite excited about this. I can tell by the kind of fervor that is rising in your voice.
You know, Norm, I was thinking... you mentioned about not doing the dumb birthday game anymore. You could change it to the dumb death day game, and you could try to figure out when famous people died.
Somebody's kind of funny. Somebody did suggest that at one point.
Oh, no.
Like how old were they when they died? Somebody once said, for example, let's see, today we're talking about the May 28th. Let's see, who died? Who was born on this day? Who died? Well, of course, they didn't die on this day.
No, it would have to be the date that they died.
The date they died, yeah. I have to pick up a whole bunch of new statistics then. And how old they were when they died, would that be it?
Oh, that could be part of it, too, I guess.
But your basic thought was, how do we do that?
Was you say the name of the person, and then the panel would guess when the person died. Probably not to the day, but at least the year.
Yeah, that would be good. That'd be a fun game.
Yeah,
well, it's also the sort of thing where you could say, when did famous performers die on the year?
Yeah, like right this minute.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking of writing a novel about a disc jockey who died by suicide. He hung himself from the ceiling from his own earphones. They came in the morning, they found him swinging there with the earphones, and the wire from the earphones clapped around his neck.
That could be an eerie experience.
That could be kind of wild. Yeah, and somebody kicked away a stack of records that he was standing on, and that's how he just suddenly was hanging there. I thought that'd be a nice... It's a good concept. You know, it's a fun kind of thing for the whole family.
It's kind of heartwarming.
Yeah. And I thought, and rightly so, that's the way they should go, these disc jockeys. Hi, we have more talk rock and less talk We have 700 records in a row, and after I stop talking, I'm going out for a shave, into a movie, get a beer. I'll be back on Wednesday when the medley ends, and I'll give you a time check. Oh, isn't that wonderful? We're not involved in that kind of radio. Okay, today's the birthday is of Carol Baker.
Ooh.
Let's see what I can tell you about Carol Baker, the actress from Johnstown, Pennsylvania, where they had the big flood many years ago. I do remember that. I got my shoes all wet. I thought that was hilarious, but obviously not. Anyway, she was the Oscar nomination for Best Actress in Baby Doll. Remember that was back in 1956.
Yeah,
oh, that was a long time. You weren't even born then, were you?
No.
No, you weren't, no. She also appeared in Giant Carpetbaggers in Harlow, in a movie based on Jean Harlow's life. You remember Jean Harlow? I mean, you don't remember her. She died.
I was very into old movies.
Oh, so you know Jean Harlow.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She was a femme fatale.
Yes, she is.
If I may say that without getting you too excited. Oh. Okay, Laurie, how old do you think Carol Baker is?
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Was she the lady that appeared in the last two episodes of The Fugitive?
I don't know. Do you know, Ken? Ken knows all this kind of stuff.
Not all of it.
You don't know this?
I don't know that one.
I guess nobody on the panel knows that.
Let me say maybe.
Maybe. Oh, thanks. No, I don't have that. I don't have that information here at all. So I don't know, Laurie.
Okay. Well, that would have helped me, and of course, that's not going to help me anymore.
Yeah, because we don't want to help you at all. That's not the kind of people we are.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. Okay, I'm going to take a chance then at 55, and I know it'll be way off because I always am.
Oh, don't apologize already. You may be right on the button there, Laurie. Ted, what do you think?
Hey, I'm out to win. 54.
Ted's out to win.
This is getting serious.
Oh, yeah. This is, we have real competitors at this. Gene, who's in Banvert, Ohio. What do you think, Gene? How old is...
I'm going to say 61.
61, okay. And Barbara, up there in Quebec?
65.
65, okay. Do you know a problem? I sent somebody from Canada won this dumb birthday game once before, and I sent our usual junky stuff up there, you know, worthless, useless prizes. And I got it back saying that apparently if you send... Do you find this to be so? If you send stuff in the mail to Canada, like maybe it applies to you in Canada sending stuff down here, because I know you've got... Everett is your brother, is he not?
No.
Brother-in-law?
No. You've asked me that once before.
Oh, you're not related to him at all?
No.
But if you send stuff to
his sister is in Montreal.
Okay. I see. Okay. Now, if you send stuff to the United States,
yeah.
Do you have a package, mention what is in the package and all of that?
Usually they do ask what's in it.
Yeah, because I got this package back, and it was so beautifully wrapped. It was just so lovely.
But I've gotten one from you, and...
You have?
I have.
Okay, because
I won a tri-bond game.
Oh, that'd be a straight game, then. But this is... The package contains a lot of different things. And I find the postal department, or the...
Customs
probably, want to know what's inside.
Oh, they're just nosy.
Well, I'm ashamed to tell them.
Well, they're nosy. My brother's
yeah.
retired now, but he was a customs officer.
Okay, because this was somebody in Canada who won, and I sent the whole thing up, and it came right back,
yeah,
and it says you got to fill out this and explain what that is. And so it's still sitting in my drawer, and I want to send it back, but...
You just put gift.
Gift. It contains poisonous vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I can put that.
A gift.
Yeah, poisonous vegetable gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, Hope, how old do you think Carol Baker is?
71.
It's funny you should say that because she was the one in that package that I was mailing. Ken, what do you say?
60.
Okay, the answer is now Carol Baker is 64. And Barbara says 65. So, Barbara, you win that first round.
Oh, gee, am I happy.
Yeah, I'll have to put gift. I'll start writing gift then if you win up there in Canada.
Well, I'll go and get it.
Yeah, I mean, because it came back, and I feel funny about the people who won.
Well, it might have been just one, you know, just takes one guy there a little.
I'll just rip off all the instructions
day, you know?
And send it back again, you think, and maybe it'll make it this time.
I think so.
Okay, I'll say it's a... No, I was going to say it's a bomb. That's a kind of sick joke.
Oh, they let that go right through.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Is it coming to Quebec?
No, it's not a funny. That's not a funny joke. Gladys Knight, the head of the Pips. Let me see what I can tell you about Gladys Knight. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. The singer, of course. Her biggest record was "Midnight Train to Georgia." She recorded that in 1973. She and the Pips' first hit was "Every Beat of My Heart," which was 1961. The Pips consist of, and I didn't know this, her brother, sister, and two cousins, named for cousin manager James Pip Woods, her cousin and the manager. His nickname was Pip. That's how the Pips came about. So glad, isn't that interesting? Boy, that is really so interesting. I can hardly stand it.
Wow.
Hey, Ken, what do you think? How old is Gladys Knight?
Yeah, I always kind of wondered how they came up with the Pips.
Yeah.
It didn't seem to make much sense.
That's James Pips, Pip Woods. Hi, Pip. James,
would have been better.
Pip, that's a silly name, isn't it? I adore Pip. If you run into a guy who's a stockbroker and wants to invest all your money and his name is Pip, I'd stay away from him if I were you. Here's a man who holds my future and my destiny in his hand, and I call him Pip. I don't know. I'm just mumbling on what I say doesn't mean anything.
Gladys Knight, probably 51.
51, okay. And Hope, what do you think?
I'm going to say 52.
Okay. And Barbara?
55.
Barbara says 55. And what do you say, Jane?
I'm going to say 52.
Okay. And Ted?
54.
Ted says 54. What do you think, Laurie?
Oh, decisions.
Life is rough.
Yeah, really. I'm going to say 53.
53. Okay, you were all very, very close. She's actually 51, which is what Ken said. So he hit it right on the button. But the rest of you certainly don't need to be ashamed of your answers, because they were just so darn wonderful.
Do we get a half a point for being wonderful?
No, you get nothing. Nothing. Not in my book, fella. You just fall flat on your face and the heck with it. Okay, how about Sandra Locke? Let me tell you about Sandra Locke. From Shelbyville, Tennessee. She went with Clint Eastwood. I think it was a Palimony thing, wasn't it?
All his movies she's been in.
She was in one. One was called, this doesn't list this here, but what was the name of that movie?
Every Which Way But Loose?
No. Yes, yeah. Every Which Way But Loose. Mm-hmm. And which starred Ruth, the woman from Quincy.
Ruth Gordon.
Ruth Gordon was in that, that's right, and had the little chimpanzee and the chimpanzee.
Orangutan, yeah.
Was that an orangutan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And but it's Sandra Locke. We're not guessing the age of the orangutan
Darn.
Or Ruth. Well, let's see. Okay, I'm way around.
But I knew the age of the orangutan. That's the problem.
Well, that's too bad. Well, it's not his birthday. When it is, we'll guess his age, too. Yeah, she appeared in some of Clint Eastwood's films, including that one. He was in that. And let's see. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, including Sudden Impact. I'm saying that like I know the movie. But she was in that. And
that was the one where he said, "Make my day."
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Was it really?
Go ahead. Okay. I'll tell you what. Let's start with you, Gene, in Ohio. How old do you think Sandra Locke is?
Oh, I have no idea. Let's say 56.
Okay, 56. All right. And Barbara up in Canada, what do you think?
I've never even heard of her.
I saw Every Which Way But Loose. I saw that movie. I thought that was... I thought that was probably one of the most stupid movies, that, except that
it was.
Ruth Gordon is such
She's
a sweetie. She's funny.
Great.
She is really funny.
You must have missed Cannonball Run if you thought that was one of the most stupid.
Oh, was that a stupid movie?
Or Death Race 2000.
Oh, I didn't
Another
see
Another winner.
was that the Burt Reynolds? Was he in Cannonball? No, he
yeah.
wasn't. Was
yes,
he
yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't see it anyway.
Bad.
Barbara, what do you think?
Okay, I'll say 51.
Okay, Sandra Locke 51 says Barbara. And Ted, what do you think?
Let me see here. 47.
All right, 47. And Hope?
I'm going to agree with Ted. 47 sounds good.
47 sounds good to you. Okay, and what is it? How does it sound to you, Laurie?
None of it sounds good to me, but I'm going to say 48.
48. Okay, and Ken?
I say 52.
Okay. 48 happens to be the exact correct answer.
Oh,
and so Laurie wins that round.
Wow.
So we have one win by Laurie, one by Barbara, and one by Ken, alive, alive, oh. Thank you. Jerry West, how about Jerry West, the former basketball player, coach from Cabin Creek, West Virginia? He joined the L.A. Lakers in 1960. By the time he retired in 1974, boy, that's 21 years ago. That doesn't seem possible that far back. But by that time, he scored over 25,000 points. And when you consider that neither Ken nor Barbara nor Hope, Gene, Ted, or Laurie, or myself have scored even 1 point in a National Basketball Association professional game, you have to figure that's pretty miraculous.
That's so incredible.
That's pretty good.
25,000 points. In playoff games, he averaged 29 points a game. Okay, Jerry West, formerly of the L.A. Lakers. What do you think, Ted? How old do you think he is on this very day?
I'm going to go with 59.
59. Okay. And Hope, what do you think?
59 sounds wonderful.
Whatever anybody says just
yes.
before you sounds wonderful to
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely.
That's really great.
It's okay. A theory.
Okay, what do you think, Ken?
Let's see here. He joined in 1960. It was 35 years ago.
Yes, he
So he
joined
probably...
in 1960. By the time he retired in 1974, that's when he scored the over 25,000 points, yes.
I say probably just turning 35. Probably just turning 56.
56. Okay. And Barbara?
Well, I think he's turning 57.
Okay, turning 57. And Laurie?
I was a good fan of Jerry West, even though I, of course, was a real Celtic fan, but Jerry West was known as one of the real gentlemen of basketball. And when he finally won a world championship with the Lakers, even though I hated the Lakers, I was glad they won it simply because of him. And I would guess that he was probably 58.
I'm sorry, 50 what?
58.
58, okay. I sure hope you're right, because that was such a wonderful speech.
It was beautiful.
I think I'll use that at my next big function.
It brought me to tears.
Yeah.
Okay, Gene, what do you say?
I'm going to say 58.
58, okay. Now, Jerry West today is 57.
Oh, I said that.
I know you did. Barbara up there in Quebec.
I don't even know these people.
Yeah, so the Barbara has two correct answers, even though you said you had no idea who Jerry West was.
No.
Well, why did you say 57? How did you happen to hit
it? Well, because the other man said 56. He said something like he's going on 56, and I said, I think he's going on 57.
And you were absolutely right, yes.
He was born the same year I was.
Are you, you're 57, Laurie.
Yes, I was born March 2nd, 1938.
Oh, that was a beautiful age.
Oh.
That was the year that the Morris Boscovich went over Niagara Falls in a folding beach chair.
Oh,
I recall that at this moment, yeah. The invention of cat litter came about in 1938, too, also.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah. No, it was a, no, don't be ashamed of it. It was a good year, 1938.
Hey, I was born in 2257.
In 2257? Who said that?
Ted.
Oh, you were born on Groundhog Day at 57. Okay, that was a good year, too.
Yeah.
57. What happened in 57? Absolutely nothing. I'm just looking it up, and it says, it's amazing, it's like a miracle, but nothing happened in 1957, especially on February 2nd.
wasn't the poodle skirt invented then?
No, it was not. They were going to invent it, then they said, hey, nothing's happened this year. Let's not add to that. Let's let it go. Okay, how about Kirk? Here's a former baseball player, Kirk Gibson. These are kind of boring names, aren't they? Kirk Gibson. Let me see what I can tell you about Kirk Gibson. A baseball player from Pontiac, Michigan. He hit a game-winning home run in the 1989 World Series for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So you might judge his age by that. He was in the 1989 World Series for the Dodgers. Today, Kirk Gibson runs a mink farm outside of Methuen, Massachusetts, sells peanut brittle in the shape of, as I recall, I think it's Hope Shower's nose, and does a lot of that kind of stuff.
When did he break into the major league?
Yeah.
I don't, see, I can't, I can't tell you that.
Yeah,
I really don't.
From the majors?
Pardon me?
Has he retired from the league?
He's not, he would not, I don't believe he's playing anymore. Although I'll give you another clue. He's not that much, that old. I mean, some people have played at his age. I don't believe he's still playing, but some people his age have played. Usually knuckleball pitchers, they seem to last forever. I know that because I played with the Vine Street Hawks of Everett. I was their right fielder, and so I know. Okay, let's...
But since you didn't pitch, you didn't knuckle under.
Excellent, Laurie. That was a wonderful comment. So why don't you just go first? Kirk Gibson.
Oh, I've got to do this.
I wish I had a name like that. That's a great, a real manly name, isn't it? I am Kirk Gibson.
Yeah.
He probably talked way up here. Hi, I'm Kirk Gibson. But that sounds like a real manly kind of name. What do you think?
Oh, I've got to go.
Yes.
All right. I'll say.
We'll wait.
42.
42 for Kirk Gibson. Okay. Ted, what do you think, Kirk Gibson?
I want to say 41, but I'm going to go for 38.
Going to go for 38, but you want to say 41. Okay. Gene?
I'm going to say 40.
Just plain 40.
Plain 40.
Yeah, you have such a delicate little sweet voice. Say that 40 again. That's so nice to hear you.
40.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, my heart is palpitating.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to... just explode, or something more obscene. Barbara, up there in Quebec City, what do you think? Kirk Gibson is how old?
Well, if that was so sweet, I'm going to say 40.
You're going to say 40 also?
Yeah.
You're kind of one of these tag-along people, aren't you?
I am, eh?
Not terribly creative.
No, but I don't know any.
You don't know any of these people?
No, I know Gladys Knight.
Yeah, some of these people are not all that well-known. Today was not the day, May 20th was not the day for well-known people to be born.
Well, I mean, they're well-known like you people. You know, you watch baseball and what are the other sports they play there?
We play cricket.
Basketball.
Cricket and rugby, big sports here. And soccer. Soccer is very big, yes.
Post office.
Hockey would be okay.
Yeah.
We just lost our hockey team in Quebec.
It's funny. Somebody said post office. The kids still
okay,
play. The kids still play post office.
Yeah, they play it with guns now, though.
That's right. Do they play spin
the bottle?
Spin the bottle. Do they still play that?
One of them acts crazy and just takes out a toy gun and pretends to blow all the other ones away.
Yeah. And spin the bottle. They break the bottle and cut you with a jagged edge while they shoot you with. Anyway, Hope, what do you think? How old is Kirk Gibson?
He's 39 if a day.
He's 39 if he's a day, if you ask me, 39. You bet. And Ken, old Ken, Why don't I knock it off? How old do you think he is?
I think he's 43.
43, okay. Okay, Kirk Gibson is actually 38.
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
that's Ted. That's Ted from getting excited. Ted said 38. He is young.
Oh, he should have.
You know, I was going to go with you, Ted, but, well, I just tried to be individual.
Ever since I've said that Hope is sitting around in her lingerie, her voice has gotten softer and sexier. You know that. If I said she was sitting around in her overalls, patching up the wall with
like
plaster,
a truck driver.
Yeah, the whole tone would be totally different.
It's because I drove 8 hours today and I'm completely exhausted.
Oh, you're going to keep saying that? Okay. Here's the way the thing shapes up now. So far, we have Barbara actually is leading with two correct answers. You know, that's not bad for somebody who doesn't seem to know any of these people, Barbara.
Exactly. I'm astonished. I hope it stays that way.
Well, we'll see, because Laurie, Ted, and Ken all have one apiece, so they could catch up in this next round.
Yeah. It's anybody's game.
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to tell you an event that happened on this day. You tell me the year. I think that might be kind of fun, don't you, boys and girls? I knew you would think it that way. Yes, sir. Okay. Here's the event. Let's see. The event. Let's see.
You want to know which year?
Yeah, I'll tell you. It happened on May 28th, which is today. And then you tell me the year that it happened.
Okay.
Okay, let me just hold on just a minute here while I look.
While you find it.
Okay, Warner Brothers released its first talking film. It was an all-color talking picture. It was called On With the Show. It opened in New York with Ethel Waters, Joey Brown, and Betty Compton, who later with Adolph Green wrote to some great songs. The film premiered in New York, the first talking film produced entirely in color. I think the year is going to surprise you. That's about the biggest hint I'll give you. But the first all-color talking film in color. And let's see. The whole picture was in color. Not that's interesting. Let's see. Let's start with you, Hope. What do you think? What year would that have been?
1943.
Okay. Are they saying anything important to you, Ken, on that two-way that you're listening for traffic? Is it another one of these 25-car pileups on Route 1?
Yeah, just apparently below? The lower deck and the upper deck have just engulfed themselves in flames. cars are skidding off, you know, off Route 1, off the Mystic River Bridge, and it's just pretty much of a nightmare out there.
I
but that's not important. Let's continue with the game.
No, we'll continue with the game. The Sumter Tunnel has just sunk deep into Boston Harbor. It's filled with water. 732 cars are trapped in there. But we're playing the game. We haven't got time for that. But Ken, what do you think? What year was that the first all-color film produced?
I'd say probably earlier than that. I would say about
1932. Okay. And Ted, what do you think?
1940.
Ted says 1940. Laurie?
I'm going to go with the year that I was born because it was a colorful year. 1938
was a colorful year. It was a colorful year. 1938.
Is that Morse code coming in?
Yeah, that's Morse code.
This is a story of I think it's the bridge up in Canada, the Jacques Cartier Bridge. You know about that, Barbara? That
no,
has just collapsed in the St. Lawrence.
We have the Pierre Laporte Bridge.
No, but isn't the Jacques Cartier Bridge up there too?
Well, that's up in Montreal.
Oh, that's Montreal. Yeah, that's the. I can tell Morse code. It has just collapsed into the St. Lawrence River.
Yeah, that's just a message.
We'll see that on the news tomorrow.
Yeah. Apparently, there's an asteroid heading right for Earth, and the whole planet will be destroyed within moments.
Right. It's heading for Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Okay.
Now, what it said was that Norm is a fink.
Son of a gun, it did say that, you devil. You read Morse code, too, you devil.
Yes, do.
Okay. Gene, what do you think? What was the year The first all-color
I'm
talkie.
I'm going to say 1940.
1940, same as what Ted said. Okay, Barbara, what do you think?
1935.
You know what the surprising thing is? The year was actually 1929.
Wow. Wow. Oh, I was thinking in the 20s.
Yeah,
and said, early.
Yeah, because we kind of think of the first, the talkies, the Al Jolson jazz singers is 29. But this was all color. I didn't think that came along until later.
Well, The Wizard of Oz was 39.
That's right. Wizard of Oz.
And I know that wasn't one of the first ones. It wasn't the very first one, so I figured it was before that.
Yeah, you said 32, and you were the closest, Ken. So you now are tied with the beauteous Barbara.
Oh.
So I would suggest that you both get to Montreal. That'll be neutral ground.
Are you talking about me?
I'm talking about you. Oh, yes, I'm talking about you.
The beautiful, beauteous.
Beauteous, that's you, the beauteous. Are you not beauteous?
Oh, I'm beautiful.
Because if you're not, hang up, man. I ain't got time for ugly women.
No, I'm hanging in here.
Okay.
Tagging along.
I'm tagging along. How about the Dionne quintuplets?
I know them.
Yeah, okay, let me tell you about them. The Dionne quintuplets were born on May 28th. Annette, Cecile, Emily, Marie, and Yvonne.
That's right.
Born to Alzire Dionne at the family farm in Ontario, Canada. I know that's, you're over there in Quebec, and that's not too close to
Well, they
Ontario.
Live in Montreal.
They lived in Montreal for a while?
There's two or three of them still living, and they're in Montreal now.
They had a kind of a disastrous life, didn't they?
They did.
How many are still alive, do you know?
There's three of them still alive.
Okay, I remember going to a motel with my folks one time. See, when you say going to a motel, that sounds obscene. Till you say it, I went with my folks when I was a kid. And the motels, or maybe they were cabins actually, Ben. They weren't even motels. They call them cabins. It was called the Dionne Cabins, and each one was named after, I guess there were only five of them.
Yeah.
We stayed in the Annette, I believe.
You did?
Might have been the Marie. I'm not really sure.
Yvonne.
Might have been the Yvonne. That's true, Will you be quiet? That was up in New Hampshire, someplace. Anyway, they had the.
Well, you said you didn't know which one it was.
No, but it's kind of they were so tremendously known at the time. Now we seem to have all kinds of multiple births with these fertilizer pills and stuff.
Fertilizer pill.
Not fertilizer. What am I thinking?
Ammonium nitrate.
Hey, what do they call them? Not fertilizer. What?
Fertility.
Oh, fertility pills. Yeah. Well, fertilizer. Fertility. You're gonna catch me on a slight little thing like that. Okay. Anyway, the Dionne quintuplets were born on May 28th. What year was that, Laurie?
You're going to do that to me again.
Yeah, because you're a nasty person. I aim to destroy you and your reputation and your entire family.
You're about to do that. I'm going to say 1937.
Okay, and what do you think, Ted?
Me? You're up there when were you a teenager?
Was I a teenager? You're not asking me that.
At the motel. Hotel.
Oh. No, I was younger than that. I was just a little kid.
Okay.
I was only about, I was 52 maybe at the time of the most.
1930.
Okay, 1930. Okay, Jean, what do you think?
I'm going to say 1935.
Isn't that a sweet little voice? That is so sweet.
Oh, it's lovely.
Adorable.
That is really adorable. Yeah. Kitschy-coo. People with adorable voices like to be chucked under the chin like that, and people say kitschy-coo. And here's one for you to break your nose, fella, she cried back. Barbara, what do you say?
Well, that was so cute that I'm tagging along with her, 1935.
Oh, you think that makes you cute too, don't you?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Hope, what do you say?
1940,
the way Hope said that was cute, too. What do you think, Ken?
Well, I say in not-so-cute way, 1930 sounded good.
1930. Okay, the same as what Ted said. Okay, the actual year was 1934.
Oh.
And you notice we had paused before I said the four because I like to build up suspense. Yeah, ooh. May 28, 1934, the Dionne quintuplets were born. And it mentions born to Elsie Dionne, doesn't mention the father's name. There was a whole radio series based upon the, well, these, you know, using the Dionne quintuplets as their key characters around that, or soon after that, with Gene Herschel playing Dr. Christian. I think, I don't know whether he delivered them or not. But then again, I don't even care what I'm saying.
Oh, by the way, you might, who played his secretary?
Gene Herschel's secretary?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea. Who would that be?
Her name was Judy. It was played by Rosemary DeCamp.
Oh, Rosemary DeCamp. Yeah, she did a lot of radio work back then.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, Rosemary DeCamp. Okay.
Right.
The year, incidentally, was 1934. And so Gene
and
Barbara, the ones who said 1935, and nobody said 33, so you two are correct, mm-hmm. and that means that Barbara has burst out into the lead with three correct answers. Ken has two. And one apiece by Gene, Ted, and Laurie. And Hope, you're just wallowing around.
I am.
Just kind of in the wilderness there.
That's true. I should have stayed up in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you should have been still eating your hot dog.
I wasn't sure if it was 34 or 35 because there's a few months that we're the same age.
Young, now, were you born around that same time?
I was born in 35. That's why I thought, you know, that so there they just turned... well, whatever.
So you're just turning 60 this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they just turned 60.
They turned 60. They're turning 60 today.
61, wouldn't they?
No, they're 60 years old. 60 today because they were born. No, I'm sorry. 61. You're right.
Yeah, that's it.
Because they were born in 1934. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more before we wind up this really swell, fast-moving game. This, let's see, I have a, let me see what the question is. This is just so darn exciting. Okay, this is the year, and it happened on this day, May 28th. The National League gave its approval for the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants baseball teams to move to Los Angeles, which is where the Dodgers went, and San Francisco, which is where the Giants went. The San Francisco Giants, and they became the, and then the Los Angeles Dodgers. That they both moved on the same year, same date. What year would that have been, Barbara?
I knew you were coming to me.
Good.
I knew it.
You're a psychic, yes,
I
am.
Oh, I'm telling you. I know what year that was.
What year do you think it was? Would you share that information with us? We would be so grateful.
1974.
Why are you laughing? Why are you
because
laughing?
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I've taken, I don't know what I'm talking about, and it's become a 51-year career for me based upon that.
Yeah, well, I like that.
Yeah. If I'd known what I was talking about back in 44, I probably would have been out of the business by 45. Ted, what do you think? What year did the Dodgers and the Giants move out of New York?
1960.
Okay, and let's see. Ken, what do you think?
1960. That sounds reasonable to me. I could buy that.
Okay. And Hope, what sounds reasonable to you?
1977.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see, Laurie?
Oh, you're going to wake me up to ask me this.
Oh, I was hoping you would just be sitting in the edge of your chair excited. You're going to wake me up. What kind of a comment is that? This is a fast-moving, swell program.
Yeah,
Nobody can sleep during this.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was born a smart mouth, but that's the way that is. Some of us are and some of us aren't. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 1958.
1958. Okay. And let's see, Gene up there at over there in Ohio.
I'm going to say 1964.
Okay.
Let's check the answer now, because this will tell us who gets the junkie prizes. That's exciting, isn't it? Oh, this is so exciting.
Hope, don't do that.
Oh, brother.
Do that again. Drive him crazy.
Oh, Larry, Larry, Larry.
Oh,
you
I
went
hope,
my
hope,
dreams.
Hope.
Oh, Marsh.
It's too bad. Because I know that's exciting, but
I'm
the only
Ill.
The only yeah, that's the good news is that's exciting. The bad news is Hope is a transvestite.
My real name is Bruce.
Yeah. It's Bruce Shower. That's right.
Bruce.
Okay, the Dodgers and the Giants, if you still care, moved to California in 1957.
Whoa.
Okay, that means that Laurie, who said 58, is correct.
Yippee!
Oh, I love a person who gets really excited about stuff. It shows they care about life. And thank you very much. And now back to your locally scheduled program. Okay, let's see now. So the winner actually is Barbara.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope I don't get letters back from the Canadian customer saying,
oh,
do you have any poisoned fruit in this package?
They might not allow the junkie prize to go through.
No, that's true.
The only thing I don't want in my junkie prize is coupons you give?
Coupons?
Yeah.
No, I don't give coupons.
Yeah, you gave some to a lady in Ontario, but they were no good in Canada.
Did I do that?
Well,
yeah.
That's a check with.
No, how do you know that?
Packages.
Well, because I was listening to the program one night and she told you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
You sent some coupons there, you know, trade in the stores there.
Oh, and I see. And there are no stores in Canada that would trade them in. Is that right?
Well,
I know I'm making it. This sounds like an excuse, and I don't mean this to be sound like sour grapes, but the reason I did that was because I'm incredibly stupid.
No.
You have to keep up.
That's quite an excuse.
No,
yeah,
that was fun. You didn't know.
No, I should have known that, though. That seemed like a really dumb thing to do. Oh, anyway, let's see. We have Barbara has the three correct answers. Very good. Laurie and Ken and have two apiece. And one. This is the final scoreboard. We're posting that on the scoreboard, so you'll all know it anyway. But Ted, Gene, both have one apiece, and Hope, despite your extremely sensuous voice that's driving Laurie right up a wall and probably leading Ted to the bottle. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just looked across, and Hope is not sitting across from me this time. She's already back in the control room because she's going to be talking with Barbara to get the name and address, and they will send you the hopelessly junky kind of junk stuff.
Okay, I'll be expecting it, Norm.
Okay.
And it was fun playing.
Fun playing the game. Hold on and hold on.
Even if we don't win, it's fun.
Well,
I'd like you to keep the game.
Yeah, no, I'll keep the game.
Okay, you talked me into it.
Okay,
stay tuned, Barbara, and you're going to talk with Hope, and we'll get the information. I'll send you something.
Okay.
And Laurie, it's always fun to talk with you. Thank you very much.
It is fun to talk to you, Norm. Thank you so much.
Okay. And you too, Ted.
You take care of yourself, Norm.
Okay, fine. You too.
Bye.
Let's see. Gene, yeah. Gene over in Banvert. That's it, Banvert, Ohio. Was there an interesting story about Banvert?
Yes.
Can you tell us in about half a minute?
No, not in half a minute, but I'll call the next time and tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Nice to talk with you. Thanks,
okay,
so many.
Thanks, Norm.
Bye-bye. And thank you very much, of course, Ken. Do you have a report right at you? You don't have a report at 4 o'clock, do you?
No. I think we go through this just about every week.
I know we do because we keep introducing you. And anyway, this is...
But the only reason why I say that I haven't is because I never have. I mean,
it isn't.
Give you one at 4.
No, it isn't scheduled. There's no need to. But somehow we get our signals mixed and you're always introduced us with a report. And I know by that time, you're out probably entertaining there at Kenmore Square. Or wherever it is you are. Anyway, it's fun to talk with you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. And, of course, fun with the Hope and fun with me and fun with you.
I owe everyone an apology. I know, I know. Episode 39 and not one impression of Jack Benny. Please forgive me. At least the listeners had spoken and voted yet on changing the dumb birthday game. And how about those coupons that Norm sent to a Canadian winner? They were not accepted at the stores in Canada. Now that's tacky. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Morris Boskowitz, the mysterious Banward, Ohio, the Dion Quintuplets, Annette, Cecile, Emily, Marie, and Devon. Ken Newman and his co-star Lisa Gibbons, Hope Bruce Shower, and the man with the prescription for fertilizer pills, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.